Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Mere sajdon mein teri, mere sajdon mein teri.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners, we have Mufti Muhammad Akusab Hafidhahullah. And let's welcome Mufti Sab on this day, the 20th of Ramadan, 1446. And other areas of the world, it is the 21st already. Last night was a odd night for the rest of the world. Let's welcome Mufti Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Sahab, all well on your side?
Allah's mercy, my right Sahab. Allah's father, all well.
Alhamdulillah.
Karam and the father of Allah. On your side?
Alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. Mufti Sahab, just this thought came. Now, I said, maybe we need to put Mufti Sahab a bit on the spot. We didn't do it before as well, but maybe it will be nice, inshallah. Mufti Sahab can perhaps render for us some praises of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we can go to the topic, inshallah.
Allah give us tawfiq. Greatest of Allah's creation. بلغ العلا يعلم سعدي رحمه الله سيدي في الوقت بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. علامة سعدي رحمه الله, in composing these words, he rendered few of the verses, like the first bait, بلغ العلا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached ultimate, such a high status, awla, loftiness, Allah gave him such loftiness, due to such perfection Allah gave, bikamali. Kashaf al-duja, he removed the darkness through his beauty, bijamali. All his qualities were impeccable. His akhlaq was so sublime that, you know, it's beyond what we can fathom. Then he wasn't managing to complete the poem. And he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream who helped him complete it, that sallu alayhi wa alihi, send salutations upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family, meaning his children and so forth, his family, and his mubarak wives, ummahatul mu'minin, sallu alayhi wa alihi. There was a beautiful, and Alama Sa'adi rahimahullah was like a 6th century scholar, a very, very pious scholar, subhanAllah, very righteous man, very pious man. There's another beautiful one. Ya Sayyid al-Jamali, wa ya Sayyid al-Bashar, min wajhika al-Munir, laqad nuwira al-Qamar, la yumkinu al-Thana'u kama kana haqquhu, بعد الخدا بزرب توهي قصة مختصر. I'm just trying to render it softly because we are traveling at last other than the masjid to a few other brothers with me resting. And he says, oh, the beautiful, the leader of Allah's creation, you are so amazing that your beauty is beyond that of even the moon. It is as though the beauty of the moon emanates from your Mubarak countenance. He says, where can I praise you in a manner that you deserve? All I can finally come to is after Allah's greatness, you are the greatest of Allah's creation. Ba'daz khuda buzrug, after Allah in buzrugi, in greatness, it is you, because there is no creation of Allah. From all the creation of Allah, greater than you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq. How fortunate are we? What are we without our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The beauty of Ramadan, we give him from Allah. All through Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The beauty of the Quran. That's why I like in, we increase in tilawa of the Quran in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. We also are to increase in the salutations upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the man of the Quran. Alhamdulillah. So we are very fortunate. It is a Friday and it is, subhanallah, a very special Friday. It actually brings us to reach the last 10 days and nights of the month of Ramadan. So it's really a Mubarak day, alhamdulillah. Generally, Fridays are special, but the Friday in Ramadan is more special. To such an extent that scholars say that when a Friday coincides with any of the last 10 days of Ramadan, and most probably that night is Laylatul Qadr. So it's a very, very Mubarak occasion, alhamdulillah. And also today, mashallah, as I said, every one of us should be in the fikr of Allah accepting us for i'tikaf. Such a beautiful amal. Because i'tikaf is to search for Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Imagine Quran Kareem says, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهَرٍ, greater, more virtuous than 1,000 months. I imagine approximately 83 years somewhat. So more virtuous than 83 years and 4 months. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was worried about his ummah. Did the previous nations live longer? What about the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Allah drew that concern of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for his ummah to have more. He then asked Allah, and Allah gave the ummah Laylatul Qadr. When the ummah searched for Laylatul Qadr, and we get it in our life, imagine the reward Allah gives, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, like worshipping Allah for over 33 some of years. We have to search for it. And Allah loves us to aspire for it. So there's an amazing report by Hazrat Ubadah bin As-Sabit, who said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out to tell us the exact, precise night of Laylatul Qadr. خرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليخبرنا بليلة القدر. But two people argued. فتلاحى رجلان من المسلمين. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you know, I actually came out on this occasion to give you the precise night, to tell you which night it is guaranteed. But due to such arguments, that knowledge was uplifted, elevated, فرفعت. So this is a very, very pertinent advice. When we learn, we should never argue unnecessarily. And that is what Ramadan teaches us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, remember we are fasting, and if someone rebukes you, reprimands you, rather say, I'm fasting. How interesting is the explanation of this hadith by our ulama. If the person who is arguing is an understanding person, then rather tell him, brother, I'm fasting. But if he's not an understanding person, then tell yourself, فَقُلْ, tell yourself, remind yourself, encourage yourself, إِنَّمْ رُؤَنْ صَائِمْ, I'm fasting. Leave the argument for Allah. And that's something very special to learn, which is not easy. Generally, a person wants to have the last say. But, subhanAllah, we learn the virtue of not having the last say. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah gives a person a very lofty status and a very precious palace on prime property in Akhirah for that person who leaves an argument even though he or she is right. Imagine leaving the argument for Allah. Subhanallah. Quran Kareem says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا. Do not argue among yourselves. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا. Then you would fail. And your strength would be eliminated. Your strength would be punctured. So the power of your strength would be punctured. Imagine, just due to internal arguments. That's where the hadith prays that person who would bring people together. Subhanallah. What a month to come together, to apologize, to seek pardon for Allah's pleasure, and to come together. We were just traveling, so last night, traveling in the evening, so stopped, and this garage is about 2-3 in the morning, and you just approach people on duty there, on guard there, at work there. One individual was quite intellectual, and we purchased for him some coffee, and we sat talking about the beauty of Islam. And it's so simple to give da'wah. Whatever people know, respected listener, the little you know of Allah's deen, explain that, the beauty of deen. That too, people appreciate that how amazing is Islam. It's to build our bond and relationship with our Creator, with our Maker, to love the Almighty Allah, and explain to them. It's not an Indian word, but it's an Arabic word, because the Quran was revealed in Arabic. And it is to find peace through submitting to Allah. That is the definition, the translation of the word Islam. And explain certain aspects of Islam and the five pillars of Islam. Explain the concept of Allah's rights and the rights of fellow mankind. You know, explain that, how beautiful it is. And explain how the Quran has not been changed despite the passage and the ravages of time, unlike previous scriptures that all have been changed. The little we know, share that. People appreciate it. Then, a brother of mine is telling me, one of the Sahatis, hey, there's a man outside, he looks like a senior priest. So I finished up with this brother, I let someone else continue with him, and I went to meet that man. And we got discussing. He's traveling also to preach. And when I mentioned to him the verses in the Bible, where Hazrat Isa alayhi salam advocated belief in one God. So I asked him, do you know, sir, that there isn't a verse in the book, the scriptures, where Jesus advocated himself to be God or to be worshipped? And you know, he honestly responded, that is true. Jesus never claimed to be God. And then I invited him to visit us in Newcastle at some time, and we'll make his ikram. So come, we'll make for you some biryani. Do you like it? He says, no, I love it. And I do come there, and I will come and visit you. And I asked him then, but honestly tell me, what do the church say? Does the church agree with you if you have to explain this concept of the oneness of Allah? Because I showed him the one booklet. See, Hazrat Adam preached God is one, alayhi salam. Hazrat Noah, alayhi salam, preached the same. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam preached the same. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam preached the same belief in one God. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And imagine Hazrat Isa alayhi, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam advocated the oneness of Allah. And after all the anbiya who portrayed Allah's oneness, there comes, according to your claim, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, who claimed to be God besides God? No. Is he changing the system of salvation? No. So what they are falsely claiming about Christ is not true. But he actually agreed. So like that, people are really thirsty. People want to know. And really in the month of Ramadan, people are not just soft. Yesterday, before traveling, Allah guided me to phone an individual who phoned four months ago, saying he's feeling depressed. Wilson, he wanted to visit a masjid. And it so happened that we were on a journey, and then the next time we tried to pick him up, he wasn't available. And then yesterday, we invited him and he came. Ya Allah. And we took him in the masjid. We showed him demonstrating wudu. And I explained to him an introduction to Islam. And subhanallah, he was so amazed. After Maghrib, when he was leaving, he said to me, you know, so long I wanted to come here. I just was so scared. I didn't realize it's so simple. And he embraced Islam yesterday. Well, a few days ago, there was another individual who just phoned, a European brother. And he wanted to talk. So I said, I sit in the masjid from after Asr prayer from 5 o'clock. What time can you come? He said, he asked me to give him a time. So I said, okay, what about 5:45? I thought that would be an opportune moment to show him the beauty of Islam. He came. Alhamdulillah, we welcomed him. We sat a bit. Then he wanted to say something privately. So next to the masjid, right next to the masjid, the Jamaat room there. Alhamdulillah, so we sat inside there. And he's saying, you know, I saw this dream. And I talked to the Christians about this, but they see, I'm gone mad, I've lost it. I've told them that Jesus is not God. And exactly what John is saying is so true. I've been waiting to meet people like you. And God is one. And in that little iftar time, so we had du'as, we took him there, and he joined us on the Dastur Khan. Then he performed prayer. This was 2 days ago, for the first time. And a man actually sobbed in front of us, which is so amazing. So there's good human beings out there in the world, so people's hearts are soft. So that's why Allah give us the gift to value these Mubarak days. But very pertinent now, we should aspire, respected Ummah, to sit for the i'tikaf. Because the sitting for the i'tikaf is to find Laylatul Qadr. And let us all beg Allah to help our Ummah in Aqsa, in Palestine, every one of us. Let's sit for i'tikaf and plead to our Allah who is the greatest, our Allah who is most merciful, our Allah who is most kind, our Allah who everything is in His hand. Let's beg our Allah, let's make dua, and let's continue this boycott. We were boycotting certain goods because of their support for Zionism and so forth, and that brought us together as an ummah, where we start supporting other companies trying to come up. We started supporting, more importantly, Muslims. Alhamdulillah, such a beautiful thing. So let's continue with that. Alhamdulillah, with the Father and the Karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very, very precious. It's very special. Alhamdulillah. That does hurt the forces of Batil more than anything. And they see the figures going down. So let's continue with that, respected Ummah. Our children have to see the passion we have for Aqsa. They should feel it. You know, our Father loved to have this on the table, especially in Ramadan, special occasion. But now, He refuses, because Aqsa is more precious. The blood of our children is more precious. Our mothers, our daughters, our sisters, our Ummah. Let's beg Allah, who sent Sahaba to help, who sent Malaika to help the Sahaba Kiram in Badr and on every occasion. And oh Allah, we are the Ummah of your beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is one accolade you've given us. That this Ummah is the best. But oh Allah, yes, we know. We've not lived up to the title and the status you've given us. But oh Allah, we are the Ummah of your beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And your Sahaba who are the best of the best, the cream of the crop from all Allah's creation after Anbiya Alayhi Wasallam. Oh Allah, in those Mubarak lands are the children of Sahaba Kiram. That's how the Iman is so strong. And we request all of us to make dua for us, for the stream. Allahu Akbar. And let's search for Laylatul Qadr by sitting for i'tikaf. This is the sunnah that our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat for i'tikaf repeatedly every year. Really missed i'tikaf. And on one occasion, due to an errand of Allah's deen, in Allah's way, he missed the i'tikaf. Due to being out in Allah's way, he covered up for it the next year by sitting for 20 days. In this hadith of Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out to tell the Ummah about Laylatul Qadr. He said there was this argument. Let us learn to leave arguments. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, due to that, the knowledge of the precise night of Qadr has been elevated. Then the Prophet taught us such a pertinent lesson. وَعَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. Perhaps Allah would make that khayr. But we won't know the night. See, every situation has khayr for the Ummah. Allah puts khayr that Allah wants us now to aspire for it even more by looking for it. Because now we don't only worship Allah on one night, but every night. And we show enthusiasm. Allah loves our enthusiasm. Aspiring to make Allah happy. Allah loves us to aspire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Showing enthusiasm for Allah. Allah loves that quality. To aspire, to become better, to improve, to change. When we fall, we get up. When we falter, we correct ourselves. And we improve ourselves. And we go for what is best. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, perhaps this could be better for you to search for it. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned specific odd nights. So alhamdulillah, let's aspire for it. Alhamdulillah. So subhanallah, the odd nights are very special. Now the odd nights are most probably the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. But one possibility of the odd night is counting from the rear, like Arabs normally count in their calculations. So if there's 30 nights in Ramadan, then the last night would be the even. And then that would be the odd night, 30th, 28th, 26th, 24th, 22nd, like that. It's one possibility. That's why we should try and exert ourselves on every night, especially the odd nights, which is the normal calculation, that we shouldn't lose out. Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit, again, very great Sahabi, very tall Sahabi. He asked Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about Laylatul Qadr. So Allah's beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in Ramadan, in the last 10 nights. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's on the odd nights, either 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. And this hadith says, the last night of Ramadan, whoever stands in Qiyam for Allah with Iman and with Ihtisab, Allah forgives one's past sins. And among the signs of the night, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the calmness, the serenity, and the rays of the sun. The beautiful report, Al-Mawlana Zakariya rahimahullah, accumulates so many of these beautiful reports in his kitab. Then amazing is the hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I've seen myself on that night. Now this is the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Sa'ad bin Malik, radiallahu anhu. He says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made i'tikaf in the first 10 nights of Ramadan. Then in the second 10 nights, looking for Laylatul Qadr, he even had a Turkish tent pitched in the masjid as his section for i'tikaf and ibadah and muraqabah and dua. And he came out of his tent. Besides the time he was out, a lot of time he spent inside the tent. He said, I made i'tikaf for the first 10, looking for this blessed night. Then this middle 10, and now I've received information that it's in the last 10 nights. Whoever is making i'tikaf with me should do so in the last 10 nights, that I've been shown this night. And then with Allah's will, I've been made to forget, but I saw myself in the night of Qadr making sajda in water and clay by till the morning of this night. SubhanAllah, Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu says, it rained this night, and the masjid was obviously with a simple roof of palm leaves and so forth. And due to the rain seeping through the roof, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed salah. He then turned to the congregation, and I saw the clay, the mud, some smeared on his Mubarak forehead, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the morning of the 21st. That means that year, Laylatul Qadr was on the 21st night. So yes, it could be any of these nights. So every one of us should aspire for it. Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr. Tanazzal al malaika. The malaika come down in abundance. Tanazzal al malaika. War ruh. Allahu Akbar. The one occasion Jibreel alayhi salam comes down. Tanazzal al malaika to والروح جبريل comes down فيها in this night بإذن ربهم with the permission of their Lord من كل أمر with every command of Allah سلام here most merciful most peaceful indeed it is حتى مطلع الفجر till the break of dawn. Imagine Hazrat Jibreel, who never just comes down ordinarily. He came upon Anbiya alayhi wasalam. He approached Hazrat Maryam. Hazrat Jibreel would come to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. There's one occasion where the senior Sahaba, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, visited Hazrat Ummu Ayman. And she was emotional. She was crying. And our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam departed from this world. So trying to give her solace, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar said to her, don't you know that what is by Allah is better for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? She said, I know that. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, having him amongst us is so special. He had to depart. But what I'm crying about also is not only his departure, is the fact that now Jibreel won't come down anymore, bringing wahi. Imagine the depth and the deep understanding of Hazrat Ummu Ayman radiallahu anha, a very special sahabiya. So in that note also, let's value the people of Africa. Our Hazrat Ummu Ayman, Baraka Ummu Ayman radiallahu anha, hails from Africa. Ya Allah. But look at her understanding. She's crying for Quran. She's crying because Jibreel alayhi salam would bring down Quran. And now he would no more be coming down with Quran, because the Quran is complete, obviously. But how amazing is her understanding? So, respected Ummah, let us all aspire to sit for i'tikaf and sit to the best of our ability, and also to make khidmah of those in i'tikaf. Alhamdulillah. And let's seize the opportunity. It is really, really Mubarak. This is our season, respected Ummah. It's a season for Quran, season for Ibadah, season for change. And it's also a season for Dawah. People's hearts are soft. The influence of the devil over them is very, very strongly minimized and greatly eradicated. To talk to people about the truth, they think better, they understand better. Offer them a visit to the masjid. Offer them an experience of the iftar. At least you'll have an answer on Judgment Day that, Allah, I tried to reach the ummah of your beloved, our beloved Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalq kullihim. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balligh maqasidana waghfir lana ma mada ya wasi'an karami. Jazakumu khair, Hazrat Mawla, for the opportunity. Wabarakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair al-muftisab for responding so spontaneously. Allah give us courage and give us this opportunities over and over again.
You're thinking good of us, I'm so unworthy. I think once I started with that rendition, the listeners would have switched off.
No, it switched them on because, I mean, 1.5 hours before that, they had to listen to me. So we need that, you know, that these different methods of boosting the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.